Mr. Chairman, heads of states and governments, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Albanian people, it is a special pleasure to join with distinct emotion and voice of my people to all those who have made efforts and are fighting for the fundamental human rights, for the right to food and food security, for every underfed child and mother in the poor rural urban areas, and for disaster victims all over the world. By hardly considering the number of 1 billion people that suffer from chronic hunger in the world, I believe that is required not only a wide consensus, but also the intensification of concrete actions to prevent the causes and consequences of extreme poverty and hunger. The total uprooting of hunger and malnutrition is a difficult battle that required huge efforts and contribution, because the greater they are, especially those of developed countries, the quicker of the improvement of the governance of world food system will be in order to meet the target of the World Food Summit 1996 in Rome, going as far as to save from the hunger clause more than 425 million people, as it was projected until the year 2015. In order to meet the objectives for which we have been committed in unison to strengthen the coordination of the government of food security of a national and international level, we must prove that the right to security for the safe food size with enough feeding values should be something that is gradually tangible, seen and touched by the grand armada of 1 billion hungry and malnutrition people in the world. I am convinced that by continuing to consider the food and agriculture as a priority international agenda, as it was pronounced during Millennium Summit of New York, and to make commitments to effectively uproot world hunger as something indispensable from all of us, they are required concrete and comparable actions so we can fulfill on time the set objectives. The hungry and malnutrition people give us a simple message to which we must respond, not only by justly and righteously speaking, but by also acting just and right, if we aim not to enhance the gap between what is said and what is being done. We all need more courage, this human quality that guarantees all the other qualities. It is a courage that we need to hold the right positions and use just words. It is courage we need to act carefully and patiently as well. Our efforts must urge the decision makers to increase public and private investment in agriculture, in rural infrastructure, so it can be developed faster, and then the agriculture products compare to what we have achieved up to the present day, so we can further increase its productive capacity, so the incomes of the farmers would grow to the same levels of the workers operating in the secondary and tertiary sector of our country's economy. By thanking FAO especially for the help it has provided, I would like to re-stress that the food safety remains above all national responsibility upon which Albania has based its strategy and plans addressing its challenges of food safety in order for every mother and child to enjoy the right of food safety, of necessary food values, and also its preparation to make the needed amendments to ease the negative effect of climate change. We support the joint Aquila Declaration on the Global Food Safety on G8 of a few countries, a regional organization and international institution in July 2009 in order to raise $20 billion and the outcome of G20 summit of Pittsburgh as important steps taken in the right direction and seizing this occasion. I join the appeal calling the developed countries to secure the necessary support in compliance to the Paris Declaration and the action plan of ECHR. On the other hand, I would like to stress the removing taxes for the food exports and some other barriers that limit the food supply would prevent the oligopolies and monopolies from dictating market prices, because such a measure would ensure the reduction of poverty, the increase of supplying population groups with small income, and their alienation from organized crime activities. We are all conscious that we cannot be satisfied with what we have done in the past or what we have accomplished up to now, but we must try harder in the order to change the future of the people suffering from hunger and malnutrition, because change is law of life that requires the change of our action in the near and fat future. Thank you very much.